We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning six lines from the top of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're starting with Rav Mori at the end of the line, six lines from the top. We are talking about Ruba de Lesser Kamon. A regular Rav, that if you have Rav in front of you, you go by the Rav, that's a Pasuk Achiram Lahatos. The Gemara wants to know, how do you know Ruba de Lesser Kamon, something to do with statistics? How do you know that you go by the Rav in such a case? So Gemara bringing 10 different rayas. We had a Siman, Zman, Shvach, Machnesh. So Zman and Shvach we already brought. The rayas were from Oilo, from Pesach, from Shlomim, and then they brought a raya from Eglarufa, Paraduma, and Azaz, all these things that how do you know it's not a trefa? Must be you go what's the raya because you couldn't check them. Now we're going to go to a different group of rayas. Like the Psalm Sefer says, each group here is a different type of rayas. Here we have a new type of rayas. So to Gemara, Rav Mori Oma Asya Mimaka Ova V'imoy. It says in the Torah, the Umaka Ova V'imoy Moishumas, that if someone gives a wound to his father and mother, Chas V'Shalom, he gets killed. Moishumas Chayiv Misa. Umaka Ova V'imoy, Dom Rachmano, Katle, that we kill him. V'leichos Dom Olav Ovavu, who said it's his father? You're giving the guy Misa because he hit his father. Who said it's his father? The mother, you know, came from the mother. But the father, you never know. The mother might have been Mizano with someone. How do you know it's his father? Elola, Moshem Darmin, is the Vasaruba. You go Vasarov, Roiv Beila Sakabal, Roiv Beila is after the Baal, and therefore you go Vasarov. So you see, you could kill someone even though it's only a Roiv. So you see, you go Vasarov. It's the first Rai in the Torah, Maka of Imai, then you go Vasarov. Zotte Gemar Mamai, who said, Dilma, maybe the case of the Torah is where you're sure it's the father. How you sure it's the father? Couldn't you tell you, Ova Vima, Chavush Mesasurim, that they were both thrown into a jail, they're there alone. And still, they were saying that you let a kill. That's a case where you don't have to watch the rive. You know it's the father. And that's where, if he hits his father, you kill him. And maybe in a regular case where the father and mother were not in jail together, then Avada, you wouldn't go bust the rive. And you wouldn't kill. Maybe it's not his father. Maybe the whole Torah told me all the Chavash Surah. So the Gemara, no, Filokin of Chavos arise. Even with the Chavos Surim, you still have the watchman of the jail. He might have been Mazana, or he let someone in to be Mazana. It comes to Arias, there's no rules. In up Chavos Arias, there's too big of a type for Arias, and there's no way you could be sure that we're out of Din Raiv, there's no way you could be sure that it's only them two, and therefore it's a Raya that we go bust a Raiv. That's the Raya of Rav Mori. That's the first siman of Machnesh, is the Mem, is Rav Mori. Rav Kahana, the Chaf of Machnesh, Rav Kahana Amar, Asti Mahurigas a Nefesh. We learn from someone who commits murder, Damar Achmano, a Katle. If Reuven kills Shimon, Reuven gets Misa. Velechas Duma Trefa Ava. Maybe Shimon, who he killed, was a Trefa. And if you kill a Trefa, you're not Chayiv. So when Reuven kills Shimon, you bring Reuven to Bez and give him Misa. What do you mean? Maybe Shimon was a treifa. Teretz is El Avshon Rina Zilbas Ruvi Go Basa Roiv. V'chi Teima. Maybe when the Teretz says he give Ruvain Mises, only if they check Shimon after he died to see if he's a treifa. V'chi Teima the Dinalei, they check him. Frey Timor come and nivel. It's nivel ames. You know, I'll do an autopsy. It's nivel ames. The Gemara is saying maybe we do an autopsy on Shimon to see if he's a treifa. You know, I'll do that. All the Achronim being right from here, you see that doing the autopsy is the Raisa. We're handling the Raisa level now. We're handling God's Rav the Raisa. We're handling how he kills Reuven with the Raisa. And the Mara says, maybe you only kill Reuven if you check Shimon. And the Mara says, no, you can't check Shimon because Nivel Ameis. You see, Nivel Ameis is the Raisa. Shaila is which one of the 613 mitzvahs is Nivel Ameis? Ever learned a pasuk in the Torah about this? It's a good kasha. So you look at the Chuvah's Bin Yitzin, that's from the Aruch Haner, and Simon Kufayin, and Kufayin Aleph. He brings a different pshatim, what it could be. And the three pshatim brought down the Achrayim are that it could be either you learn from Din Kvura, you learn from there that you can't have an evil mace, you have to bury a mace, you have to give him covet. Another Makar is from Alonis Ameis, Allah is not allowed to leave a mace overnight. That's also a Din that could be learned from there, that's also an evil. Or it's from Din Gezel. Checking out a mace is Gezel, he's stealing from the mace. It's his own body, now I'll steal from him. And that'll be a third pshat in why Nivel Mace derives. The Mara's kasha is that the Mara says, you go bust the Roy. The Mara says, V'chitem, you can check him. You can't check him, Nivel Mace. Freight tomorrow, maybe no, maybe you don't go bust the Roy. And you check him. Why you let check him? V'chitem, Mushab Ibn Neshama, Dahai Nimvelay. He says, you know why I'll let this autopsy? Because he's saving Reuven's life. Reuven, you're killing Reuven because he killed Shimon. But maybe Shimon was a treifa. So maybe it's mutter to check Shimon. If you want to kill Reuven, you might be saving a life. You can save Reuven. Did you let her check? So Gemara says, no, because the checking won't help. So tomorrow, even if you check him, you're never going to know. Maybe the place where you murdered him with a saif, maybe in that place there was a hole before, and there was not going to be able to be checked. But it's mashmas Gemara, for pekuach nefesh, we must do autopsy. So the shoyl in the Noi de Behuda, in Simon Reish Yud, in Tinyana, he wants me to arrive here that he could do it. The Yehuda slugs up the Raya, Ayin Chum. If you want to see it, you can see the Mukia Griv right here in the back. Yaakov Farshim also discussed it, Ayin Chum, but it's out of the parameters of this Daf Yemish here. But you can listen to your local raid bite. I'm sure they're going to handle the Shaila. If you're allowed to do an autopsy by Pekuach Nefesh, this Gemara would sound like yes, but the Yehuda says no, it's not. It's no Raya. And therefore, he holds you cannot do it. You cannot be Menavel Meis for that. Tzairich. And this is obviously very big shailas that come up sometimes. So we got already through the mem and the chaf of the Machne Shimon. One was from Makav Imai, and one was from Reitzach. Ravina, which is the Nun, Ravina Amar Asiya Me'idim Zaymim, the Amar Achmano. The Pasuk says, what do you do to them? That if they try to give some Misa, you give them Misa. Maybe the person he was saying Eidus about was a treifa. If why should we chayav misa? They're trying to kill that person. Maybe you'll check him, but the guy's alive. I'm bringing a riot that the Eidus Zayim only get misa if the guy who said Eidus about is still alive. The Tanya, Berebi Eimer, Berebi, Rashi, I don't know who that is exactly, but it's someone who's very big. Because Berebi always means a god of Madeira. By Tanya Rabbi Omer, Loi Horgu, if the Eid Zaymim didn't kill the person at Rogam, they get killed. But Horgu, if they already followed through with the Eidus, and they killed Reuven, because he said the Eid Zaymim said Eidus by Reuven, that Reuven killed Shimon, and they killed Reuven already, then there's no Eid Zaymim, it's the Kasha Asa, Eid Rogam. So you can't check Reuven, you said Eidus by Reuven, the Eid Zaymim, they found the Eid Zaymim. Reuven's still alive, you can't check him, he's still alive. So once we go, it's arrived. So he just brought three rayas to go bus arrive. All three rayas have a tana shava also. They're all about people that we don't kill them. We do kill them actually, because we assume the person they killed or they said it is about are not a treifa, are considered go bus arrive. They're not a treifa. So that's the tana shava. These three, it's the mach, the mem chaf and nun. The shin we'll see the last raya, which is really a different type. But it's from Shechita itself, and that's why it goes into the Simen. But that is the third grouping of the Rayas. So we have so far nine Rayas. Now I want to come with the last Raya from Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is one of the last, you know, Ravina of Rav Ashi. They were the last Amaroyim in Shas. So Rav Ashi a lot of times comes last. Ravina was the second last. Ravina Rav Ashi usually the last Amaroyim in Shas. Rav Ashi Omar, we learn that, how do we know you go Basarayim? You learn out from shchita itself. Every time you shech the animal, you shech the animal, you let it eat it. How do you ever eat meat? Maybe the place where they did the shchita, there was really a hole there in the gargaras or the kana, in the windpipe or the footpipe, was a hole there. You shech the punk in that spot, and really this behem was really a real treifa. El lam shenemrinas zavas ruvay goes arrive. That's Rav Ashi's Raya, you go by Saroyev, because every animal had to eat it, he must be go by Saroyev. Omar Rav Ashi, Amrisal Shmaitse Kamedi Rav Kana. I said over my pshat in front of Kana, but Amrilo, some say Rav Kana said a Kamedi Rav Simi, but Omar Lay, and they asked on these Rayas, there's a cash on all 10 Rayas. But Dilma, maybe, you're right, you go by Saroyev, but maybe, Hecha the Evsha Evsha, Hecha the Evsha Evsha. Maybe you only go by Saroyev, we have no option. All these cases, we had no option. We couldn't check it. You go Basarayv. But maybe if you have an option, you don't go Basarayv. For example, there are 18 different treifas in an animal. Do you have to check those 18 treifas? So if you go Basarayv, you don't have to check those 18 treifas. But maybe you do have to check them, because since today we have the animals, we cut them open, check them. Same thing, a katana katana also. There, it's efsh to wait until they get bigger to do even. Why should you do even now? Because you go Basarayv? But no, it's efsh to wait. Maybe the only time we said all these 10 cases, we have no choice, there we go as a roi. But maybe when it's loyav, when it's efsher to check, you check. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now, who says such a thing? I'll bring you a raya that we have such an idea of hechad efshe efshe. If you're a mayor, Rameya holds you don't go basaroy. By katan aktana, you don't let them do yibum. You have to wait because he goes. You don't go basaroy. Lesser kaman a ruba the lesser kaman. You don't go basaroy. So the fear of Rameya, everyone is a vegetarian. Everyone in Rameya who goes like Rameya is vegetarians. Hakanami like achol bisra. You don't eat meat. So, it can't be. You know why? Because Pesach, now top of your base. Pesach, that's a mitzvah. And Ramey is not going to eradicate a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to come Pesach, it's a mitzvah to shlam. Like it says, so what are you going to say? Even Ramey holds when it's possible, it's good. When it's not possible, it's right. So, Achinami, he also all these rights. Hechad Efshe Efshe, Hechad Lo Efshe Lo Efshe. Maybe when it's possible, not possible. So, how do you know right? Back Shver, how do you know right? And we know we go what's right. Not like our mayor, we go what's right. Zog Rashi in the first narrow line. Ella Zog Rashi inside the narrow line. Levada Lochel Moish Messinai. Hod Samchina Ruba, Phil Hechad Efshe. So, Lochel Moish Messinai, you go what's right. Inami, in our upset Rashi is, Akir Rav Lahatos, Mashma, Bain Ruba, the Issa come on. Bein rubit lesser come on the maish no hai mahai. So two pshatim Rashi have you know finally have you know roiv. So if someone really asks you in the street how do you know roiv? So a good time talking will say it's a locha maish mesinai or it's from rachar ram lahatas. Don't tell me if I'm makav vimai. Don't because that's only a hechad that's like efsher. But hechad the efsher how do you know go about the roiv? You know if I'm locha maish mesinai, huh? This is the Gemara's answer. There's an imikag Gemara Rashi saying this is the Gemara's answer. There's locha maish mesinai or it's achar ram lahatas. Zog Rashi, therefore, a home mills is some chinon, and you don't check Yud Ches Trepes. You're not mechayev, you open an animal, and check that, you don't check Yud Ches Trepes. Ah, we know there's always a baidik. What are the baidik? The baidik, the reya. The baidik, the lung. Why? Ah, you don't have to check. When the kubas are reya, Zog Rashi, mishum the shchiach ba reya, so it's very common to have sirches and different problems in the reya. Therefore, they check the lung. The lung has to be checked. But the other parts of the trepes do not have to be checked. Why? You go basarayev. And then Rashi throws in, he says, don't be mefarsimit. So maybe I won't be mefarsimit. But I guess Rashi, it's written here, so I'll be mefarsimit. It says, let's say you lose the lung. What do you do then? He says, if you lose the lung, then you go, you could go basarayv. He says, but ve'im mefarsim adov. Don't be mefarsim that you go basarayv. But basically, you're saying to lose the lung, even though there's a raise. So like upon him, that's what comes out, that we learn out from here, that you go basarayv when it comes to treifis, and it's lachem ha'shinai, or it's achir rabim lahatos.